Lord. Say amen. Amen. It's good to be here tonight. Good to see everybody. Amen. It's come out of the house of the Lord. We appreciate you for coming. Amen. Let's just go to meet and let the Lord have his will and way. Amen. Tonight. Amen. We can leave. Say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. What a great service we had this morning. We thank God for it. Amen. We come back tonight looking for another blessing. Amen. Amen. Thank God. You just don't never get enough of Jesus. Amen. Thank God. A lot of people tonight, I don't think that they think they don't need him. But I need all I can get. Amen. But let's just go to meeting tonight. Let's remember each one of these prayer requests that was made mention this morning. Amen. Let's pray that God would reach down and supply all their needs according to their riches and glory. Amen. Let's just do that tonight. I wonder if it's any just by the uplift of the hand. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Let's all stand. We're going to ask some ushers to come around, receive our evening tithes and offering. Ask his blessing upon the service tonight. Amen. Amen. We'll ask my brother Ricky if he will ask the blessing over the offering.
This old world is full of pain and misery. Sometimes Satan stands and lashes out at me. But with Jesus by my side, I am satisfied, and it's so peaceful in the arms of my Lord. It's so peaceful. waters deep and wide. That dark river I'll not fear, for my Jesus will be near. And it's so peaceful in the arms of my Lord. It's so peaceful in the arms of my Lord. In His presence I am sheltered from the storm.
I miss being here this morning. I really did. As we was coming on home, I seen all these churches and seen cars there, and I have to think, well, this is Sunday. Uh-oh, I'm not there. But I really missed it, and I love everyone. It's so good to be back tonight. Y'all pray for me. Lord, I promised you I'd walk every step of the way, and I told you I would stand for you no matter what men say. When I thought that I was really doing fine, my feet began to slip, but you reached me just in time. So tell me, until you tell me where to step along the road that's so rugged I can't make it on my own. So Lord, walk beside me, tell me where to put my foot down next. Could see how to get back. Though the road of life is rugged and sometimes so hard to climb, but without you I'm about to stumble. So please guide these steps of mine. On my own. So Lord, walk beside me, tell me where to put my foot down next.
Right.
Keep me exactly where he wants me to be. But I want
You know, them little ladies got up here and sung about wrapping his arms around you. Think about that. How many of us, love for our parents just to touch us, or just to, like Brother Jeff said this morning, guide us in the right direction? Well, this song here talks about him holding our hand. Think about it when you're going through the old trial, you're down in the bottom of the valley. You just want to reach up and see if you can grab a hold of his hand. Think about your daddy when you go up and you say, "Daddy, I'd like to go and do this, but I'm not sure which way to do." And he says, "Don't worry, let me guide you in the right direction." That's how Jesus does us. Amen. We get off that old beaten trail, you know, and we get over in here. He says, hey, get back over here now. This is the way I want you to go. Y'all pray for me as I try to do this. And I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hands. And Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, I've learned to stand. And Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I had done a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't walk without him holding my hand. Number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be, but I'm nothing. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Come on, choir, say it to him. Lord, I can't even. But Lord, I can't even walk Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
I was looking for you. Turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4, verse number 16. Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 16. We can leave already. Amen. Good to say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 16. Amen. You pray for us tonight. We've been on there you go, you got me? Antibiotics for 10 days trying to fight this allergy jump, but you pray for us. We'll do the best we can tonight and do that that the Lord would have us to do. Amen. Let me say, it's already been good to be here tonight. Appreciate this good crowd that we've got out on a Sunday night. I appreciate you coming back. I don't understand, folks, that, you know, if you got something good, I want as much of it as I could get. And Sundays is my day with the Lord. Amen. Thank God. And it's even according to the Scripture. Amen. That we're to set aside that day to worship Him in spirit and in truth. But the Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 16. Amen. Very familiar scripture tonight that the Lord has laid upon our heart. Amen. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 16, He said, amen, listen, He says right here, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. Did you get that? He said, let us come boldly, amen, to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in time of need. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, how, Lord, I pray, God, you could touch our body. How, Lord, one more time than I, God, and I be able. How, Lord, to stand behind the sacred stand. How, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll give me words of wisdom tonight. How, Lord, that I'll be a help. How, Lord, a long life's way tonight. How, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll bless the reading of your word. How, Lord, we ask all these things. How, Lord, in Jesus' name, I humbly pray. How, amen and amen. How, listen, he said, how, let us come boldly. That word boldly, how, listen, refers to having confidence. Amen. How, neighbor, if I had a message tonight, I'd never be on that word right there. How, confidence. Amen. How, he said, let us draw near to him. I with the confidence. I listen, come to the throne of grace. I listen, neighbor, tonight. I with the confidence. Amen. I listen, neighbor. I never put our confidence. I listen in ourselves tonight. I listen because we all fail and come short of the honor and glory of God. And we can't put our confidence in the world tonight. I listen. In our society that we live in, our neighbor tonight, but put all our confidence and the ability and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, he says there's just something about that name tonight. Listen, and I thought about that. Something we can put our confidence in tonight. Listen, something that'll stand when the world is on fire. Something that'll stand at the test of time. Listen, company said, let us come boldly. Listen, in other words, tonight, let us come with confidence unto the throne of grace. Amen. Listen, ain't you glad you can have confidence that we go to the throne of grace? He hears our cry. He hears our plea. Listen, we can have our confidence in him. And when we come to him, he hears what we stand in need of tonight. Listen, I like what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 3 and verse number 25 and verse number 26 tonight. Notice what he says. He said, be not afraid of sudden fear, and neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. But look at verse number 26. And the Bible said, but for the Lord shall be thy confidence. Amen. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Amen. In other words, today, he'll establish our goings. Listen, amen, he'll give us what we need when we need. Amen. He is that almighty tonight. We can have confidence in him. He said here in Proverbs, he said, when the enemy is raging, don't be shaken. For we can have confidence in Jesus Christ tonight. Listen, we define that word confidence tonight, the feeling or belief that one can rely on something, to have firm trust in our faith. Christ tonight is the one that gives us that confidence that we need. In other words, tonight, we can't boast within ourselves. We can't boast in nothing we can do or can't do, but we can stand tonight with our head held high and boast on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he is the one that we can put our confidence in tonight. He said, I'll never leave you. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way unto the end. Ain't that good? Thank God I need somebody that's going to get me to the end. Thank God he was with me in the beginning and he's with me now. And I need somebody that's going to get me all the way to the grave and through the grave and into glory. Amen. And there's not but one person that can do that tonight. And I've got all the confidence in the world in him. And that's having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one we can put our confidence in. In other words, tonight, we can believe. We need some things that we can believe. Some things that we can believe in. Some things that we can put our confidence in. Number one tonight, we're going to go through them real quickly. I list the number one tonight that we can believe and put our confidence in is the blood of Christ. It's in the blood of Christ. It's not in the blood of goats or turtle doves or anything like that. But what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It takes the blood. It's always been the blood. It'll always be the blood. And if we'll get to heaven, it'll be because we got the blood applied to our heart tonight. We can have confidence in the blood of Christ. The Bible regards blood. The Bible regards blood as a symbol and source of life. He said in the scripture that life is in the blood. Amen. Life is in the blood. Listen, you can do without a kidney. You can do without an ear. You can do without an eye. You can do without all those things. But I'm going to tell you something. You can't live without blood. You can't live without blood. Your blood drains out of your body, you're a dead man. You're gone. There's nothing else we can do for you. Why? Because the life is in the blood. The life is in the blood because of its relationship to life that signifies the supreme offering to God, that Jesus came to be the ultimate sacrifice. Hey, listen, neighbor, as the lamb that went before the slaughter, that we could have victory and have our name wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's all in the blood. Amen. That was the ultimate sacrifice that God accepted. It started in the Garden of Eden when they killed the animals and made goat skins out of them. And they clothed themselves. We find it in the all throughout the Old Testament when they would go into the holies of holies and they'd take the blood of turtle doves and they'd sprinkle that blood upon the altar. I listen every night, but Jesus Christ, down through the ages of time, when he came into this sin-filled world, he became the final sacrifice. Listen, there is no more redemption. There is no more victory. There is no more any of this tonight without Jesus Christ. Blood. Amen. You can have confidence in the blood of Christ. The blood is what washes away our sins. Amen. Amen. The blood of Jesus is what makes us whole again. The blood of Jesus is what sets us free tonight. Amen. We can have confidence in his blood. His blood, listen, his blood is sufficient. His blood is sufficient. Thank God. And we can have confidence in that tonight. We can put our trust in it tonight. So in other words, tonight, if you're here and you're lost or you're out of the will of God, his blood can cover your sins if you'll accept him as your personal Savior. There's still power in the blood tonight. Wonder-working power. It's still in the blood of the Lamb, the blood that flowed down from Calvary's hill that gave us the victory tonight, the reason we can sing, the reason we can shout, the reason when our loved ones pass away, we can look at them and say, I'll meet you on the other side. Now listen, it's not because there's a magical power. It's because there's power in the blood of Jesus tonight, and we can have confidence in it. We can have confidence in the blood of Christ. He became the ultimate lamb that went before the slaughter. Then number two tonight. Number two tonight, not only can we have confidence in the blood of Christ, thank God for that. I'm glad that there is no other way. Amen. You know, you can't buy the blood of Christ. Amen. The blood of Christ has to be applied. It has to be applied. It has to be applied by him that giveth, That's the power in the blood, the anointing of the blood, Jesus Christ tonight. Number one, we see it in the confidence of it. We see it in the blood of Christ. Number two tonight, confidence. Something we can have confidence in. Number two, we see it in the plan of Christ. We can have the confidence in the plan of Christ. Amen. The plan of salvation has always been and always will be through Jesus Christ. The plan of Christ. He said in the scripture tonight that I read, he said we can come with boldness. We can come with boldness only through Jesus Christ. Only through Christ Jesus. Listen, we can have confidence in the plan of Christ. We can come boldly to the throne of grace. Our hope is rest on assured of the promises tonight. The plan of God. The plan of God. We can have confidence in it that my grandkids and your children and children of generations to come, they can get saved by the same plan of salvation that you and I got tonight. We don't have a monopoly on it. Amen. Each one of us can have it. The plan of salvation, the plan of Christ. Listen, number one, hear the gospel. It was all throughout the scripture to hear the gospel. Then to believe in Jesus Christ. Then repent of our sins. Repent of our sins. And then confess. Confess that we know Jesus Christ tonight and we've got confidence in him. The reason I've got confidence in my salvation, it's as great of a man that was preaching tonight I got saved. My confidence in my salvation is not in because he was preaching. The confidence in my salvation is not because they were singing "Just As I Am" and I walked down to the altar. But the confidence in my salvation is based upon this. I went by the plan of salvation. I went by that plan. I've got confidence in what I did that night by asking Jesus Christ to come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I cried out and said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. I've got confidence in that night that Jesus Christ applied his blood to my heart. And I became a child of God that night. All my confidence is gone in any other thing. In any other thing. All I've got, all I can base it in tonight is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in him. He is in our hope. Without him, there's nothing else tonight. Amen. My confidence tonight is number one, it's in the blood of Christ. Amen. It's in the blood of Christ. Amen. Number two, it's in the plan of Christ. I start throwing that bottle at him. Number one, it's in the blood of Christ. Number two, it's in the plan of Christ. That's where our hope is in tonight. See, a lot of people tonight can't base their salvation on any other, because this is what happens in today's society. Today we're living in a different day. We all come up under the old-fashioned way. We know the old-time way. We know how to be saved. But the culture is changing. Thank you, Brother Ricky. Amen. The culture is changing. And God forbid, the culture, listen, the culture is changing now. It's just, you just come in and they bring you up. They say, do you believe in Christ? Yeah. Do you believe he died? Yeah. Well, do you believe he rose again? Yeah. Well, you're saved. There's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. It's still got to be the blood ball way. There's still got to be a repentive heart. There's still got to be conviction. That's one reason that we don't see people saved, Brother Wayne, is because they don't realize they're lost. They don't realize they're lost. But we can have confidence in this plan that Jesus Christ laid out many years ago. I listen from Calvary to the cross, after the resurrection, all these things. He laid out the perfect plan of salvation. Perfect plan of salvation. believe in Jesus Christ, repent of our sins, confess our sins to Him, and then stand up boldly and confess our salvation to somebody else. Tell somebody that God has made a change in your life. Number one, we see it in the blood of Christ. We can have confidence in that. I don't have to doubt my salvation. Now, the devil sometimes, he tells me, so you ain't even saved. He ever tell y'all that?
Yeah.
Amen. But you know what? Before I got saved, he never told me that.
Right.
But once you are saved, you can rest assured the devil don't like it.
Right.
He comes at us every which way he can. But see, I've got confidence in how I got it.
Right.
Amen. Man didn't give it to me, so I can't lose it.
Right.
Amen. I know how I got it.
Amen.
I got it down on my knees. By the plan that Jesus Christ had laid out for you and I tonight. That's why I don't have to doubt my salvation. Amen. Why? Because I got it by the plan that Jesus Christ had gave you and I tonight. Hey, my confidence is in Him. My confidence is in Him. It's in the blood of Christ. It's in the plan of Christ. To believe in Jesus Christ and to repent of our sins. Amen. He said, come. Boldly come with confidence to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Amen.
Ain't God good?
Amen.
God good. He knew this world was wicked. He knew, listen, he knew tonight there would not be enough sheep. There would not be enough turtle doves. There would not be enough goats. To slaughter, to cover my sin, let alone the whole sins of the world. But Jesus came. But Jesus came. Amen. That I could, that my sins could be forgiven, that I could go free and be redeemed by Jesus Christ tonight. Confidence, the blood of Christ. Confidence in the plan of Christ. Then number three, that we can't lose sight of, is I'm confident in the coming of Christ. I'm confident in it. He's coming back. Listen, if he came back right now tonight, he would not have to apologize to anybody. I'm confident in the coming of Christ. Amen. It's not a hope so this event's going to happen. It's not a maybe so it's going to happen. You can nail her down, buddy. It's coming. He's coming. He's coming. I've got confidence in He's coming. How, you know why I've got confidence in it tonight? Because Jesus said, He's coming. Amen. The angel, listen, not only did Jesus say He's coming, but the angels even said He was coming. Over there when He ascended up into heaven, the angel said, hey, why you men of Galilee stand gazing, looking up for the same one you see going, He's coming again. Thank God, I've got confidence in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. He's coming. There's no doubt about that. That's why we better be ready. Now, we don't know the hour nor the day nor the time, but I've got confidence in it. I've got confidence in it. Amen. I was talking to the funeral director the other day. You know, years ago, they used to bury everybody with their head facing the east. Everybody was buried that way. Well, now, and JT will tell you, they're burying them every which way now. Rose Hill up here is the world's worst. They're buried this way, that way, this way, this way. And I asked the funeral director, I said, why is it that they just about don't do that anymore? He was giving me, I said, no, I'm going to tell you why. I said, they don't believe He's coming back. They don't believe He's coming back in that eastern sky. Amen.
Amen.
But I've got news for you. I've got confidence in it.
Yeah.
I've got confidence. Today could be today.
Right.
Tomorrow could be today. Next week could be today. But He said we could come boldly. We could have confidence in He's coming back.
Amen.
Not only that, but I'm going with Him.
Amen.
I'm going with Him. Amen. A lot of people done gone on. One day after a while, it's going to be my turn. I like what the Bible said in 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 28. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 28. He said, "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." He's coming. He's coming. We can have confidence in it. Then let's look at 1 John chapter 3, verse number 3, talking about having confidence in it. Amen. The Bible said in 1 John 3 and 3, he said, "And every man that hath this hope in him, purify himself, even as he is pure." You know the reason I can sing is because my hope is in him. The reason that my hope is not, listen, in this world is going to automatically just turn around and be so much better, because I don't believe it is. But I've got confidence in the Lord. Listen, he's done gave me too much for me not to be able to say I've been blessed. He's done brought me through too much for me to say he won't pull you through it. Amen. I've climbed the rough side of the mountain. Amen. I've stood on the top of the mountain. Amen. I've been through all them things, and God has been good. God has been good. All my confidence is in him. In him. He said that's why, Brother Cecil, we can come boldly. That's why we can come boldly to the throne of grace. We can come knowing our prayers will be heard. We can come knowing that whatever we stand in need of, God hears our cry. They used to sing that song, "Your cries have awoken the master." Amen. Your cries have awoken the master. Thank God. Amen. He hears our cry. He hears our plea. And we can have confidence in knowing that, Brother Herman. We don't have to, when we pray, say, "Well, I hope he heard me." Amen. We can have confidence in knowing it. Ain't that good to have that assurance? Amen. And he don't forget what we need. Listen, my phone will start in the morning. When I get up about 8 o'clock and go into work at 8, my phone will start ringing, and that thing will ring off the hook. Amen. Until I come home tomorrow night. From everything, whether it's work-related, whether it's church-related, whether it's people that's got needs, things like this. And I'm guilty. Sometimes we get so busy and we forget. You ever forget things? We all do. Amen. But ain't you glad Jesus Christ never forgets? Amen. Did he not say even if a sparrow fell out of the sky, he knew it? Amen. That's pretty good. He knows it's pretty good. He said even the hairs of our head was numbered. Now, for me, it's not getting to be too difficult now. But even the hairs of our head are numbered. He knows it. Amen. Thank God. Listen, we can have confidence in him tonight. Listen, tonight, if you're here and you're troubled, if you're here and you got a need in your life, you can have confidence in Jesus. You can have confidence in Jesus. We're going to shut her down. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of his song. We don't know your hearts tonight. We don't know what you stand in need of, but God does. And you can have confidence, and he hears your cry. He hears your plea when we call upon him. Lean on him. I'm learning to lean on Jesus Christ tonight. On the everlasting arm, we can have confidence. Confidence in him. Where are you putting your trust tonight? If you put it in the world, you're going to be discouraged. You're going to be let down. But put it in Jesus tonight. Amen. He'll give you what you stand in need of. While we stand together, Brother Robbie. What about it tonight? Confidence. Put it in the Lord tonight.